Good morning.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, good morning.
Yes.
How's the connection? Can you hear
Krishna.
Well? Okay. Vaikuntha之音, yeah, so Maharaj, please allow me. Vaikuntha之音, 服务源于聆听, 各位尊敬的奉献者, 大家早上好。 今天是 2020年 10月 30日 星期五 我们今天又非常荣幸地邀请到我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 我们继续讲述今天的博迦梵歌的早课 敬请聆听 Hare Krishna
Okay, and one verse?
12 and 13
Okay 12 and 13?
Yeah, because 12 and 13, they're connected together.
Oh. Okay. On mine, it's 12 is alone and 13 and 14 are together.
Oh, really?
Anyway, we'll see.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm saying the... Where's the chapter 10? Yeah, the chapter 12. 12 just by itself. I have my mistake. Sorry. 12.
No, that's normal. Okay. Jai Radha Madhava. Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Om Jnanata Mirandasya Jnanjana Shavakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desa Charine Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Namo Maha Varanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hati Priye Okay, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, verse 12.
Yeah,
we'll see you in the next one. Shayo hi gyanam abhyasaj, gyana jyanam vishishite, jayanat karma palachagas, tagaj chantir anantaram. Shayo hi gyanam abhyasaj, gyana jyanam vishishite, Dhyanat karma palatyagas tajat shantir anantaram shreyo vijnanam abhyasaj gyanat jnanam vishishyate dhyanat karma palatyagas tajat shantir anantaram Okay, someone else
shreyo vijnanam abhyasaj gyanat Dhyanam Vishishate Dhyanat Karma Vala Tyagas Tyagat Shantir Anandaram
Okay, word for word. Shreya means better.
Shreya, 更好.
He, certainly.
He, 肯定. Maharaj?
Yeah, just a minute. I have to move.
Okay.
I'm going to go over there. Not here, I'm more loud here. Because we got the loudest girl singer in the group. Haribol?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Shreya means better.
Shreya 的意思是更好。Maharaj?
Just a minute. My computer jumped. First 12 disappeared.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. You can just read the word meanings while I look it up here.
Okay.
All right, just read them in Chinese.
Okay. Shreya 的意思是更好 ,he 肯定 ,jnanam 知识 ,abhyasat 比实践 ,gyanat 比知识 ,dhyanam 冥想 ,visheshati 被认为是更好的 ,dhyanat比冥想 ,Dharma Palatyaga, 放弃功利性活动的结果 ,Tyagat, 通过这样的气绝 ,Sanidhi, sorry, Santihi, 平静 ,Anantaram, 死后刚才是字对字。
Translation. If you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in cultivation of knowledge.Better than cultivate knowledge, however, is meditation. And better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation, one can attain peace of mind.
译文，你如果不能这样去实践，那就培养知识。但是比知识更好的是冥想，比冥想更好的是放弃活动的结果，因为这种气绝能使人获得平静。
Okay, purport. As mentioned in the previous verses, there are two kinds of devotional service, the way of regulated principles and the way of full attachment and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those who are actually not able to follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, it is better to cultivate knowledge, because by knowledge one can be able to understand his real position. Gradually,Knowledge will develop into the point of meditation. By meditation, one will be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by a gradual process. All right?
要指正如前面的时间 yeah, 要指正如前面的师姐所提到的，有两种奉爱服务的方法，一种呢是遵守规则守规范守则，一种是全心全意的为至尊人格守神爱恋着。对实际上遵守不了培养 Krishna 知觉的原则的人来说，最好的办法是培养知识，因为人可以通过知识明白自己的真正地位，知识将逐渐的发展到冥想，而冥想呢能使人逐渐的认识到至尊人格守神。Maharaj,
in the cultivation of knowledge, there are processes which make one understand that one himself is the supreme, and that sort of meditation is preferred if one is unable to engage in devotional service. If one is not able to meditate in this way, then there are prescribed duties as enjoined in Vedic literature for the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, which we shall find in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But in all cases, one should give up the result of fruits of labor. This means to employ the result of karma for some good cause.
有一些能够使人理解自己就是至尊真理的程序。人如果不能够做奉爱服务，就最好选择这种冥想。他如果没有这种冥想的能力，那么可以履行伟大文献中Brahmana、婆罗门、Kshatriya、刹帝利、Vaishya 和 Sudra 首陀罗指定的规定职责。我们现在不单说 Sorry, 我们将会在《不加梵歌》最后一章中找到这些规定的职责，但是无论人的规定职责是什么，都应该放弃工作成果，这意味着把活动 Karma 的结果用于崇高的事业。
In summary, to reach the Supreme Personality, are you finished?
Yes.
To reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal, there are two processes. One process is by gradual development and the other is direct. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness is a direct method, and the other method involves renouncing the fruits of one's activities. Then one can come to the stage of knowledge. Then to the stage of meditation, then to the stage of understanding the Supersoul, and then to the stage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may take either the step-by-step process or the direct path. The direct process is not possible for everyone. Therefore, the indirect process is also good. It is already understood that the indirect process is not recommended for Arjuna because he's already on the stage of loving service to the Lord.
总之，接近最高的目标，至尊人格守神的方法有两种，一种是逐渐的发展，另外一种是直接接近。怀着 Krishna 知觉做奉爱服务是直接的方法，另一种方法则是需要人放弃自己活动的结果，然后循序渐进的达到培养知识的阶段、冥想的阶段、了解超灵的阶段，最后是获得至尊人格守神的阶段。可以采取循序渐进的方法，也可以走直接的路。直接的路不是人人都有能力走的，因此间接的方法也很好。然后要了解间接的方法不是推荐给Arjuna的，因为他已经在为至尊主做奉爱服务的阶段了。Maharaj,
As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is a direct method that is stressed. Everyone is advised to take the direct method and surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
间接的方法是为其他不在这个阶段的人推荐的。这种人应该遵从气觉知识冥想以及觉悟超灵和凡的逐渐的程序。至于《薄伽梵歌》，他强调直接的方法。劝告每一个人都要采用直接的方法，皈依至尊人格守神 Krishna。
All right, so I already did the prayers. Very merciful, you know. giving all these, you know, but what he wants is that we all directly come to devotional service.
但是呢，他非常的仁慈，他把所有的这些方法告诉了我们。但是他其实真正的希望的呢，是所有的人都能够直接的去为他做奉爱服务。
And Lord Chaitanya has, you know, given that, made it simple. And, you know, Krishna is still difficult. Surrender to me. So he's saying, if you can't do that, then you can step one. Because everything will eventually bring you to Krishna, but, you know, it might take a long time, might take many lifetimes.
那 Krishna 呢，是把这条路径弄得还是挺复杂的。因为呢，他告诉我们，如果不能做这个，就能做这个。那最终呢，他所告诉我们这些方法呢，都是会来到他的身边去为他做奉爱服务的。但是呢，也许可能是会要花很多的生势才能够做到这一点。但是Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，却把这个程序弄得比较简单了。
So Lord Chaitanya, he gave us this just chant Hare Krishna, and anyone can do that.Doesn't matter what stage they're on, they can be like the Jagai and Madai, but, you know, they can chant Hare Krishna and get purified very quickly.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just wants us to chant Hare Krishna. So all of the people can do that, regardless of what stage they're in. Maybe it's Jagai and Madai stage, but they can also chant Hare Krishna, because everyone can chant Hare Krishna at the time, can get very quickly.
But,If somehow or other is someone that can't even do that, you know, they can do other things. But the essence that's given here is you have to renounce the fruits of your labor. You know, we're working hard, we're getting paid for it generally. And most people, they use it for sense gratification.The money they get, they use to enjoy life.
Okay. 但是呢，就是在有的时候，如果要是人们不能够念诵 Hare Krishna 的话，那在这里面呢，所提出的一个要点，就是要放弃我们活动的结果，就是我们非常努力的工作的最后得到的一个结果。那大部分的人呢？他都是努力的工作，然后赚钱。他要做这个事情的最主要的目的呢，就是为了要能够去享受人生。
So what Prabhupada is saying that at least we have to give some of our fruits of our labor to some good cause. We have to give charity, and that will help one to become renounced. And then when he becomes renounced, he can do other things.
那说爸爸在这里面就讲到呢，至少我们应该把我们工作的一些所得，把它做一些好事儿，比如说呢，对他用这我们的工作所得来进行布施。那当我们这样做的时候呢，我们就会培养出一种气绝心。那有了这种气绝心呢，就可以从这个气绝心这个地方去做一些好事儿的。
Yeah, just a minute. Just, yeah, Bhurijan Prabhu gives quite a lot of comments on this one, much more than usual.
Bhurijan Prabhu 呢，就这个事件呢，给很多的评述。
There's lots of words, and you know, Krishna is saying, so knowledge, that means to understand that the soul is different from the body.
那这里面就讲到了知识，那也就是这里面讲到的知识。那最知识的开始，就是当一个灵魂他明白了自己不是这具躯体。
A few days ago, we had Madhavacharya's appearance day, and he taught that things are different. The soul is different than the body. Different bodies are different. Different things are different. It's not all the same.Like the Mayavadi said.
那在几天以前呢，我们有 Madhavendra Puri 的显现日的庆祝。那 Madhavendra Puri 他的教导呢，就是灵魂和躯体是不一样的。那每一具躯体和每一具躯体之间呢，也都是不同的。 并不是像马尔瓦蒂所讲的那样，所有的一切都是相同的。
And when Krishna is saying meditation, you know, now meditation is thrown around quite cheaply. You know, so many people think I'm meditating. But real meditation is, you know, to meditate on the super soul.
Krishna 在这里面就提到了关于冥想这个事情。但是呢，在今当今的这个时代呢，这个冥想这个词呢已经被很容易的就用出来了。那很多人都会在说啊，我现在正在冥想。但实际上 ，Krishna 他的冥想的意思呢，是在于冥想超灵。
Like I heard one Mayavadi once, and he said, "Okay, let's meditate." And he said, "You know, think about your neck, think about your back, think about your knees, you know." And then that's everybody thought that was meditation. Meditation means to meditate on the Lord within the heart. That's real meditation. Okay.
比如说呢，我就听到一位玛雅瓦迪他在引导大家进行冥想，他说好吧，现在我们来进行冥想，现在你要把你的这个注意力专注在你的脖子上，专注在你的背上，专注在你的膝盖上，那大家就觉得这个是在冥想了，但其实冥想真正意味着是冥想在心中的主。
So these verses, you know, they're very nice, they're just in order, you know, butof, you know, the topmost thing and then down, you can do something, but they're all meant to be on a ladder that you're working way up towards the top.
那所有的这些师节呢，它是以这个顺序向我们展示开来的，来告诉我们一个做这个事情的逐一渐进的一个阶梯。那通过这个阶梯呢，就可以使我们最终达到最高的层面。
So the first one is perfect devotional service, always remembering Krishna.
那首先第一点就是就是来进行对 Krishna 的服务。那在这样的方式上达到完美，这也就是意味着永远都能记住 Krishna， 永远都记着 Krishna。
Then the next one is bhakti yoga sadhana practice.
那然后第二步呢？就是 Bhakti Yoga, Sadhana 修习，规范修习。
Working for Krishna according to Krishna's desire.
然后呢，是在 Krishna 的愿望下为 Krishna 工作。
Then if you can't do that, you can practice Nishkarma Karma Yoga, Nishkama, working without attachment, giving the fruits to Krishna.
那如果是这一点也做不到的话呢，那就可以在 Nishkama Kama Yoga 的这种状态下去活动。那也就是说呢，是为就是在为 Krishna 工作的这种状态下去工作。
So that, you know, working and giving it to Krishna, that's Krishna karma.
那也就是说呢，工作，然后把工作的结果给予 Krishna, 这被称为叫 Krishna karma.
That will make you peaceful.
这样就能够让你变得内心的宁静。
Then it mentions lower stages than that.
然后他又提到了比这个要更低的阶段是什么呢？就是今天这十节了，第十二十节。
Yoga and cultivating knowledge, trying to understand Brahman.
那也就是去习练瑜伽，并且呢。培养知识，然后试图去理解 Brahman。
Then there's another detached work. Some people work and they're very charitable, but they're not giving it to Krishna and giving it for some what they think is a good cause. That's still better than just enjoying everything. Even though that's a type of enjoyment, feeling satisfied, but at least they're not just, you know, buying.Fashionable clothes or something. They're trying to help people.
那然后另外一个呢，就是在一种有气绝心的状态下去给予布施。那因为有些人呢，他其实他是很有布施心的，但是他所布施的这个呢，并不是给 Krishna， 而是给一些其他的人。但是就即便是这样的一种状态呢，也是很有帮助的。
So, That's very kind of Krishna that is. And we have to consider when we're dealing with people how they can engage. Not everybody can just surrender right away, chant 16 rounds, follow the principles. But they can do something. That's why we accept donations, or we have a temple. People can come and just chant, or even just take prasadam.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他是非常仁慈的，他会给予大家不同的这种方式去接近他。那所以当我们在向别人在分享这 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，我们要想着各种各样的方法，如何能够把 Krishna 给予大家，并不是说所有的人都能够一下子就能够。皈依，然后呢，一下子就能够念诵十漏圈的。那所以就为什么呢？我们会有这个庙啊，然后呢，在这个庙里面有人会来到这里来进行布施啊，然后呢，到庙里面进行朝拜啊，然后或者是有这个 prasadam 可以供他们去享用啊。
Then, starting from the next verse, Krishna describes.The qualities of a devotee or what kind of a person Krishna likes. Because when we want to be devotees, it's to please.
然后从下一个世界里面呢
Krishna
就开始
That's our whole purpose is to please Krishna.
然后呢在下一个世界里呢 Krishna 他就开始描述作为一位奉献者他所具备的品质是什么因为呢作为Krishna 的奉献者是 Krishna 所喜欢的那一类人，那这个是我们生命的最终的目标所致，就是我们想要成为一个能够被 Krishna 喜欢的人，能够去取悦 Krishna 的人。
So like Bhaktivinoda, you want to be the dog of Guru or dog of Krishna. The dog is always trying to please the master.
比如像说了 Bhaktivinoda Kaur 他就讲到了他。希望能够成为一条总是能够取悦 Krishna 的狗。那么因为狗呢它总是要讨好它的主人。
And it's completely loyal. So we should be like that for Guru and Krishna.
而且呢这条狗呢它也是永远都是非常的忠诚于它的主人。所以呢我们就应该像它那样去忠诚的取悦我们的 Guru 和 Krishna。
Then that's our natural position.
然后那样呢，就是我们达到了我们很自然的状态。
Like what Chaitanya said, Jiva Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das, that the Jiva's real position is an eternal servant of Krishna.
嗯，是的 ，Rupa Goswami， 你在是的 ，Rupa Goswami， right？
Jiva，
是的
，Prabhupada said it.
是的 ，Prabhupada
said it. Lord Chaitanya said it to.Lord Chaitanya said it to Sanatana Goswami.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Srila Sanatana Goswami 讲到对 Srila Prabhupada 的引述说呢就是一位个体灵魂他最原初的位置就是 Krishna 永恒的仆人的状态。
Jivar Surapur Krishna Nityadas Everyone's real position is a servant of Krishna.
每一个人他真正所处在的位置都是 Krishna 的仆人的位置。
So one devotee said yesterday, but when he tells people that, when he's preaching, they don't want to be servant. They get upset by that idea that they want to have to be a servant.
Sorry, what a devotee said that when...
Devotee my, asked that he, when he's preaching...And he mentions, you know, we want to be we're servants of Krishna. People don't like that idea of servant. They want to be the boss.
Okay. 那有位奉献者他就提到了，就是当他在向别人在进行传说的时候，当他提到了就我们是 Krishna 的仆人的时候呢，有人听到仆人的这个词儿就不开心了，因为大家并没有想要成为仆人，都想成为主人。
Because there are.These servants of so many things and they don't like it so they think I want to be the boss they think the boss is happy on their job or you know wherever they are
因为呢就是他们已经处在仆人的这个位置处在了就他已经是很多其他的事情的这个仆人了所以呢仆人的这个位置呢让他很不开心 他就觉得呢自己想成为一个主人，因为作为主人呢这个日子可能过得要更加的舒服一些。
But everyone is a servant. You know, that's our, the president of the country is a servant of everybody in the country. You know, everyone is serving somebody.
但事实上每一个人都是仆人，比如说这一国之君，他就是这一个国家里的所有人的仆人，所以每一个人呢，他总是处在一个相对于其他人的仆人的位置的。
So why not be the servant of the supreme person who's the most kind and loving and the richest and you know all advantages?
对，如果既然已经是仆人了的话呢，为什么不愿意去做这个至尊人格守神的仆人呢？因为至尊人格守神他是最慈悲的，最有爱心的，而且呢他也是最富有的，而且呢他也是最优秀的。
Like Prabhupada said, people, and I don't know, not every country, but I know in America to some extent, they want to get a job working for the government because the government job is very secure. Like in America, if you work for the government, post office or whatever, you never get kicked out and they take care, you know, when you get old and stuff. So people want to serve the biggest thing.
我不知道在别的国家怎么样啊，但是在美国是这样的，就很多人呢愿意找一个为政府打工的工作，因为这样呢就会让他的工作非常的稳定，而且呢也会给他有很好的老年的保证。比如说如果要是在邮局里面某一个职位的话，因为这个邮局呢是属于政府的，所以呢这样呢就会让他的这个工作很有保障，而且很安全。
Krishna is owner and controller of everything, the most secure, even beyond this life. So why not serve Krishna?
那么 Krishna 呢，他是一切的拥有者，也是一切的控制者。而且呢，他所拥有的呢是超越这一世的。所以既然他是最大的那个领袖，最大的那个人，那为什么我们不去服务他呢？
So that's, you know, being a servant of the greatest person is very good.
所以说呢，成为一位很伟大的人的仆人是很好的。
Being a master is very difficult.
其实做主人是挺难的一件事儿。
All right, so let's see what kind of questions we have today. I want to stop a little early today.
Okay, 我们来看一下有没有什么问题，因为今天我这节课呢要稍微早一点下。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者，如果大家有问题的话呢，就还是抓紧提提呼噜一下。Mars, we are still waiting for the questions.
Okay.
Okay, Maharaj, here is the question. 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译和主持，谢谢您。译文中第一句，如果您无法做这种修行，这种修行指的是什么？译文中说的比冥想更好的是气觉活动的结果，这种气觉是指什么？活动瑜伽吗？还是积善行德的活动？ OK, well, when, Marge, OK, this is from Rajendra Prabhu's question. Rajendra Prabhu's question, the first one he's asking that, in the translation, he said that if you cannot do this practice,then he's asking what this practice refers to. I need to check the English.
Okay, good question.
Okay, 这是一个好的问题。
So I actually went through that, but I didn't say it clearly, but in Borijan Prabhu's comment, you know, he says, when it says this practice, he's referring to the complete Nishkama Karma Yoga from verse 10. He's referring to verse 10.
Okay, 那这是一个非常好的问题啊。在Borijan Prabhu的评述里面就讲到了，就如果是不能够做这种修习，这个修行呢，它在第十个世界里，它其实它是在引述第十世界。这里面讲的是 Nishkama Karma Yoga.
And that verse 10 is if you cannot practice the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me.
第十世界里面讲到，如果你要是不能够第十世界里面讲到了，就如果你要是不能够规范修行，在规范修习中。修习奉爱瑜伽的话，那你就为我工作。这里面指的是这个修行。OK, the next question. 译文中说比冥想更好的是气觉活动的结果。那么这种气觉指的是什么吗？是什么呢？活动瑜伽吗？还是积德行善的活动？In the translation, it also said that the things which is better than meditation is to renounce the fruit of the labor, the fruit of the act. So this renouncement is refers to what? Is that talking about karma yoga, or it is some activities to collect some pious It is just some pious activities, some morality activities.
Let me go to the verse again. In the verse or in the purport? So, yeah, if you can't,practice bhakti yoga fully, then it cultivate knowledge, because that means knowledge of Brahman.
那就是如果要是不能够完全的去去从事，就如果你要是不能够完全的去实践去修行的话，那么就要积累知识，这个知识指的是 Brahman 的知识。
Spirit, then.But better than that is meditation, but that meditation means meditating on the super soul.
所以呢这个是灵性的知识，但比它要更好的呢是冥想。那这里面冥想呢指的是冥想超灵。
Not just meditating on the, what you're going to eat after the yoga class, or, you know, meditating on...
并不是说是冥想着咱们，并不是说是冥想着咱们这节上完课之后要吃点什么呀，或者是冥想各种各样的我们现在所想的这些事情。
But then, renunciation of the fruits of action that we're working, but you give it up, it can become peaceful. But when we're too much attached, you know, everything is for me and I want it, We're always in anxiety, then we always want more and more. Then we'll never be peaceful and we couldn't meditate, couldn't do anything.
这里面指的气绝呢，指的是气绝于我们的这个活动的结果。如果我们要是不依附于我们活动的结果的话呢，这样就会让我们的内心感到更平静。那在这种平静的这种内心下呢，我们就能够更好的去从事活动了。否则的话，如果我们要是总是特别的依恋我们所做的这个活动的结果的话，我们的内心就会感到很躁动，就永远都可能有那种平安。
So in the purport, it's saying that if you can't meditate like this, then there's duties, you know, different duties for Brahman, Kshatriya, and Sudra that are described. But in any case, one should renounce the fruits of his labor. No, it all belongs to Krishna.
那然后在要旨里面呢，就讲到了，如果你要是不能够冥想的话呢，那么这里面就分析了处于不同阶层的这些人们，比如说婆罗门呐、刹帝利呀，还有歪沙呀，还有苏者呀，他们都有不同的这个职责。那么当他在履行这个职责的时候呢，他都要放弃掉他的职责的，就是他所从事的这个活动的果实。
All right.
Yeah, and then Rajan Mahu said that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that in the cultivation of knowledge, there is a process which makes one understand that one himself is the supreme, and the store of meditation is preferred if one is unable to engage in devotional service. 冥想自己是至尊是可以的，是无法认识父爱服务的情况下，对吧？So does this mean that, as a matter of fact, when we cannot really, if we really don't know the devotional service, in that kind of situation, it's okay for us to meditate on the Supreme, right?
Yeah, that's a little confusing, and I was thinking to write to the BBT about that one.
那其实就这句话呢，也是挺令人困惑的。马二说呢，我还正在琢磨着要给 BBT 写封信呢。
Because every place else it talks about understanding the super soul and understanding the supreme lord.
In
the cultivation knowledge, there are processes.There are processes which make one understand that he is the supreme, and that is preferred if one cannot. So even that's better, you know, but it's not recommended, I don't think. Many people meditate that I am God, you know. You are the supreme. I'm not sure about that one. I'm sorry. I myself thought,We should write to the BBT and ask him about that one. Looks like something got left out.
因为阮真正跑步他这面问的这个问题就是说，说实话他提到了在培养知识的这个过程中呢，他是有一个程序的，而且呢，他是能够让人能够理解，这个他让人理解他自己就是至尊。那么这样的冥想呢，是就这样的一种冥想是当人他没有办法去从事奉爱服务的时候呢是可以这么做的。那所以Maharaj 他就说呢其实这个说法让他很困惑，因为其他的别的地方呢都讲的是要冥想着超灵，然后呢去认识至尊，冥想超灵这是有一个程序的。但在这里面呢又讲到的是冥想他自己和至尊是同一个人。所以呢他就觉得是应该给 BBT 写一封信，然后呢来问一问这句话到底怎么理解，然后是不是有一些地方有一些出入。然后马尔说呢很抱歉他没有办法给您一个很好的解答。 因为要给 BBT 写信。然后下面这一部分呢，译文中比冥想更好的是气觉活动结果，好在哪里？以前总是以为冥想超灵比气觉活动结果更好。Okay, well then in the translation it said that the things better than meditation is to renounce the fruit of the work. So I want to know what to make it better, because we always think that meditated on the super soul is better than renounce the fruit of the action.Maharaj, are you there?
Yeah, I'm...
And Rajan Prabhu continues to say that the order of this verse is a little bit confusing. So he said that please help us to really understand, you know, the sequence or the order, the logic of this verse.
Well, I tried to, I went over it a couple times, but
Maharaj 说呢，就是这个，他其实也是试着再给大家捋清一下这节诗的顺序。
Yeah, where is that where it says about what he just asked?
Well, just
to understand this purport, you have to go back over the previous three or four verses.
就是如果我们要是 我们要是想很好的理解这节诗的要旨的话呢，我们就还得结合着前面的几节诗一起看。He is asking not the purpose, he is asking in the translation. It is said that renounce the fruit of the work is better than meditation. So he wants to know what to make it better, what to make renounce the work.
Well, in the purport, it says because by renunciation one can have peace of mind. When he has peace of mind, he might be able to practice bhakti yoga.
因为在要旨里面呢讲到了，因为通过放弃活动的结果可以使人有平静的内心，当人有了平静的内心以后呢，他就有了这样的基础可以去进行 Bhakti Yoga 的修行了。
So, you know, that's why it takes special mercy, and that's why we have the Sankirtan movement, where Lord Chaitanya gave us the causeless mercy of the Maha Mantra, that Krishna will give us knowledge just by chanting instead of our tiny brain and our tiny intelligence and our completely confused, you know, software. We can't figure things out very good. But if we just chant the holy name, Krishna will give us knowledge.That's the only thing we need mercy.
所以这也就为什么我们需要仁慈。那为什么就由Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢？他会前来，并且把Sankirtan运动给了我们，并且让我们来大声的唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。因为在通过唱诵圣名的这个过程中呢，是可以让我们了解到 Krishna 想要赐予我们的知识的。但是我们只是靠着我们自己的小奶油罐去想这超人的知识的话呢，我们是想不明白的，我们是没有办法去理解的。所以说呢，我们是需要仁慈的。
So I don't want to just start speculating, but you know, there's anything we try to do, someone might become puffed up or distracted from the real purpose of it. But it's stressed that, you know, that whatever you're doing,We need to renounce the fruits of the action. Understand that everything belongs to Krishna. That's, renunciation doesn't mean you don't have anything. It doesn't mean you just give away everything and sleep on the street. It means you know this belongs to Krishna, and I have to use it for Krishna.
但我在这儿呢，不想去推敲什么的意思。但是我觉得呢，就是这个气觉的 意思是我们明白，就是我们其实什么都没有拥有，我们所做的这一切事情呢，其实都是为 Krishna 而做的。那么所有这一切呢，也都是 Krishna 的。那真正的这种弃绝呢，并不意味着我们把所有东西都给放弃了，都给摒弃了，然后呢，我们就让自己睡到大街上去就好了，并不是这样的。那么真正的弃绝呢，其实是了解了我们不拥有任何东西的，而所有的这一切呢，其实都是 Krishna 所有的。
And that realization will be given to us by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Until we just beg for mercy, we're going to be in trouble.
那么这样的这个觉悟呢，是来自于 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所给我们的仁慈。那所以我们就必须要祈祷着、祈求着能够得到仁慈。如果我们要是不这么去做的话呢，我们其实是会遇到很大的麻烦的。
All right. Thank you for all those questions.
非常感谢您提的所有问题。
You know, it's a matter if we keep reading and keep reading, it somehow it, you know, it's explained somewhere.
那如果我们要是不断的去读的话呢，那我们就会发现我们的这些问题呢，会在这个书里的某一个地方找到答案。
Because, you know, we can't understand even a tiny little bit of this material world.
对于这个物质世界呢，其实我们就连一点点都理解不了的。
One little virus that you can't see without an electron microscope. It's got the whole world bowing down everywhere and going crazy. You know?Nobody can understand it. Everybody's got a different idea what to do about it.
那这个世界呢是非常的浩瀚的。如果我们要是没有一个非常高倍的显微这个放大镜的话，是根本就看不清楚的。Just now you said that everyone is bowing down to what? To the world?
To the coronavirus.
OK, 那就比如说就是像现在这个冠状病毒，那它是非常微小的，哪怕用一个小的显微镜都看不清楚，但是呢整个这个世界都沉浮在它都沉浮在它的面前了。
OK, so I have to stop now today.
OK, 马尔说呢他今天这节课必须要停下。There are some other questions over there, so we will keep it for next week. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
今天的问题有些其他的事，所以说呢，我们这些其他的问题呢，只能留着下一周请姑姑回答。All right, should you stay there, or we just continue?Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这节早课呢就到此结束。Marshall, can I just say the last part and finish this class?
Can you what?
I mean, are you going to finish the end of this class?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay.来昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天这节早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。感恩 Sati Maharaj， 谢谢安然 Mataji， 谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听以及大家提出好问题。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五，深深的顶拜大家 Hare Krishna。
Okay, so you're wrong, you're gooey. You, we, they function J. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I don't know.